Hello, welcome to this edition of the Reed Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on August 3rd, 2016. Our guest today is Gil Mena, partner and head of the real estate practice with Goodwin Procter. Gil, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Alan.
Great, great. Well, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the real estate IPO market, both globally and here in the United States. So let's start maybe looking abroad. I mean, globally, there have been about a total of, I believe, 31 real estate IPOs this year, and they've combined to raise around $6 billion. What's driving that IPO surge?
Well, I've noticed the same thing, and I focus in particular on Asia and the Asian market. I think basically global low interest rates. I think that the number last reported was roughly about $14 trillion of sovereign debt that actually has been issued at below zero coupon. And obviously real estate and heavy asset classes, not debt, not equity securities, is obviously what's driving those issuances, because obviously by definition the underlying portfolio is more stable arguably than sovereign debt. You're getting a current ongoing yield, and I think that's what's driving the interest globally.
Now, looking here closer to home in the U.S., things have been a little different. I mean, the IPO market, for the most part, is kind of stagnated for real estate companies. The MGM deal was completed this year, but, I mean, why the lack of activity at home versus abroad?
I think the lack of activity at home is temporal in the REIT IPO market. To be quite frank with you, I think the dynamic or the picture that I paint is, you know, with in, 10-year Treasury rates down below 1.4 in the last week, and now I see today that they're back up above 1.5. If that dynamic persists, I think that it bodes well for the REIT new issues market, at least in sort of the last quarter of 2016, and more likely the first quarter, again, if it stays steady, of 2017, because it takes a while, obviously, as you know, Alan, very well, to do a REIT IPO, from the time you initially file until the time you execute and launch can be as long as 6 months, or maybe a little less than that. And it depends a lot on the portfolio and the sponsors of the offering. So I would say that if we see a persistence hovering of around 1.5 for the 10-year Treasury, and that persists, underscore persists, after the election, I think that you're likely to see a robust, a relative robust REIT new issues market in 2017 relative to what we've seen in the last 12 months.
Any idea, just kind of based on what you're seeing or hearing, as to where some of that IPO activity in the U.S. might come from?
Well, you know, we've seen rumored a couple of different possibilities. I can't speak specifically to certain issues because Goodwin's working on some of those transactions and some of those possibilities. So I can't speak specifically, but, you know, what you're hearing in the news about, prospects with respect to various portfolios that we know have been assembled are presumably on the horizon. And we also know by definition that, the market was there in 2014, at the end of 2014, for PGRE, Paramount Group. That was a record IPO. To some extent, as you just pointed out, MGM is itself a version of a new issue in the REIT market. So I think that the asset classes are less important. Obviously, certain asset classes are more in favor than other asset classes. We've seen student housing and a lot of interest in student housing on the private equity, real estate private equity front in the last year or so. And I wouldn't be surprised to see a number of different asset classes open up again, assuming for new issues, assuming that we stay and remain persistent with respect to the tenure hovering around 1.5. The game changes dramatically, Alan, if in fact we reflate and see a spike in interest rates. That will obviously have a negative impact on the commentary here that we are going through.
And how about looking globally? Should we expect to see the global market stay so active for the rest of the year?
I think so. I think that on a relative basis, it's the case. I wouldn't be surprised if you start to see, you know, sort of South American issues as, you know, in interest on a relative basis in terms of the size of those economies, not dissimilar to Asia. You know, I think that Europe is a little bit behind the curve. I mean, there's still a question mark with obviously Brexit and the impact on the European Union. We have the situation going on with the Italian banking system right now. But I think that Asia and in fact, South America bode well for real estate securities in the broadest context. And obviously, you're very familiar with the Mexican market has been fairly robust relative to years past as well. Again, this all relates to global interest rates being depressed and the amount of sovereign debt that's being issued at negative interest rates.
Well, Gil, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Alan. Have a good week.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and remember that you can always visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.